This is Maurice Jones-Drew, and you're listening to the What's Brewing Show.
California, here we come.
The bare minimum.
Go, Golden Bed!
Berkeley is actually really great.
Suck it, Stanford.
I can't wait to go back. I'm building such a community there.
Golden Bed! Golden Bed! Golden Bed!
Suck it, Stanford. Welcome to the Bare Minimum.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Bare Minimum.
The Bare Minimum.
I am your host, Jake Merrifield. I'm joined on the last day of our spring break. Well, kind of the second last day, the penultimate day of our spring break. But the last day has to be spent driving on the road back up to Berkeley, California.
Yeah, Berkeley is actually really great.
It's none other than my daughter, Megan Merrifield. Megan, how are you doing?
I'm all right, bro.
Yeah? You kind of coming down with something? Is that what I hear?
I literally just got a cold today.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible. Right before you go back up to school.
Yeah.
How many colds have you had in the last like 3 months?
Not that many. I've only had like one, maybe two. This is the second one, I think.
Okay. The second one in the last few months.
I'm not getting as sick I'm not getting as sick as freshman year in the dorms.
That is good, yeah. I mean, I think living by yourself kind of helps that out a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Well, you were down here for spring break. Did you have a productive spring break?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Doing what?
Oh, well.
Hold on, let's try this again. Megan, did you have a productive spring break? It's a podcast. It's audio format. You're supposed to like actually talk when you're asked questions, and
okay.
Two-word answers don't really cut it.
I said, yeah, I think so. That's four.
Okay, fine. You had some things on your to-do list when you came down here, like to accomplish every day.
Well, I don't know how productive I was.
How much did you practice your trumpet because you're trying to be in the Cal band next year?
Two days.
Did you get any reading done?
Yes, I did.
That's good.
I selectively read the Lusiads. So I'm done with that.
Good job.
He's just a baller, man.
Thanks.
Yeah. I don't know why it says he, but yeah. I should have done this one.
Just a baller, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
else?
I practiced violin once.
That's good because you're in an orchestra.
Yeah. And then I started physical therapy and had 3 appointments this week so I could just get them all done.
Uh-huh.
And then I had another doctor's appointment to just get out of the way. And then I...
But you ran like 4 miles at a time, right?
I ran 4.5 miles.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And I've been dead ever since.
It wasn't that unproductive. You did good when you were down here.
I did a lot, but I definitely
and you got to see your
relaxed.
Dogs, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always good. Yeah.
I just finished reading The Picture of Dorian Gray. I also skipped a little bit of that, but
so you got
I read
that going
most
for
of it.
But yeah, this is very exciting, I'm sure. But what we found out that you were going to have a fun summer trip now.
Oh, yeah.
Right before you came down. So you are now going to be going on a study abroad program to none other than where?
Paris, France.
That's
for 5
cool.
weeks.
That's pretty awesome. So you're going to leave in June and come back in July, right?
Yeah.
Right before the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
Hit there. Is that right?
Yeah, just about. I think the Olympics is like mid to late July, so I'm leaving right before.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then you'll be, then, you know, yeah, and then we'll have the Olympics next 4 years from now, right?
That's how it works.
I think that's how it works. Yeah, yeah, whatever. All right, well, that's very cool. We will miss you when you're gone. We're going to be going to Canada instead because we were supposed to go on a European road trip this year like we have been the last couple of years. It just hasn't come together yet. And now this time the reason we're not going is because you're doing your own European trip, which will be fun.
Yes, it will.
I'm looking forward to that. So you get to go and you get to stay in your own, you have your own apartment, but you're with a group. That's how it works?
Yeah, I think so. It's like studio apartments. You sleep on a couch bed. You have a little kitchen and bathroom and everything. And
but you're with a group of students.
Yeah.
So you're not like wandering around the, Paris by yourself.
No, we have plenty of time to do that, but I will be with some students and I think a few teachers.
That's cool. And you have to take some classes while you're over there?
Yeah, I have to take 2, a conversation class and then an international studies class. So.
Nice.
Yeah. I think we'll have class from like 9 a.m. to noon, and then we're free for the rest of the time to do field trips and hang out and stuff.
Well, that's pretty cool. When do you find out what your like agenda is for that and like what you actually do? What's the next step on that? You just found out you're going.
Yeah, there's a bunch of orientation stuff and like videos and things I need to submit. And then I think we have two in-person orientations in one, at least one in April. They might both be in April. And then I think maybe one in May, right before school ends. And there's a bunch of optional events and stuff in between. So,
well, that's fine. You are getting ready to make the drive back up. You were originally going to go back today. Luckily, I'm glad you didn't, because it's kind of raining. I'm like sitting here waiting to see if the Dodger game's going to get canceled, because we went to the freeway series on, what, Monday against the Angels. But then tonight is Freddie Freeman bobblehead night. The Dodgers came back, kicked the Cardinals' butts a couple days in a row. And me and your sister are supposed to go tonight, but it's been kind of rainy all day.
Yeah.
You didn't drive back up, but you did drive down last week. How'd your drive go? No problems? You didn't crash into anything?
No, it was all good. There was not really any traffic, so it was an easy drive.
Oh, that's
it
good.
Was just like,
hopefully tomorrow will be the same. Even though it's on Easter, I don't know how many people are going to be driving up and down the 5.
Yeah. Mom said that it like might be a little bit crowded from Easter, or it might be not crowded at all because everybody's already
doing. It probably won't be crowded at all everywhere except for when you're like leaving this city and getting into that city up there. But probably in between, there's probably going to be a whole lot of traffic. You know, I mean, I imagine even the truck drivers are probably lower traffic than normal. So no more, like, ever since you decided to scrape your car against a pillar and wreck the side of it, you haven't had any other mishaps?
No,
that's
I haven't.
Good. That's good. Very good. There's a constant reminder of it every time you walk out and lose your car in there.
I know. Now everybody who rides in my car is like, oh, what happened? What did you do?
Yeah.
Bro, just don't ask.
You could take, you know, maybe you should go get an estimate to see how much that would take.
My friend Nicole, who I'm driving with, didn't ask.
How polite.
Green flag.
What a nice lady.
Yeah.
So she was a good road trip partner?
Yeah. We had a nice time. We were talking the whole time, so it was nice.
That's good. And you are done with softball, or you're not done with softball?
Not
I remember
yet.
We talked about the debacle that was your trip to Oregon that you didn't go on. But you were supposed to drive to Oregon in the snow, and then we put the kibosh on that, and then your teammates ended up going, getting stranded up there for a night, staying the night in the airport, and then having to ride the fly back because the train broke?
No.
Or the train...
Somebody jumped in front of the train.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
And then it got delayed indefinitely, and so then one of our team captains decided
to... That was crazy.
To
I totally forgot about that part of the story.
Yeah, it was insane.
Oh my God.
Just like a crazy freak accident.
That's terrible.
So they're going to ride the train from Sunday night, I think at 5 p.m. to...
It's a very well-designed road trip, if I remember right. Not to talk any smack. Anyways.
Yeah.
Logistically, it had challenges.
Yes, it did. So the train ride was 16 hours. So they were going to... They're going to leave at like 5 p.m. and then get back to school by 8:30 a.m.
That's still crazy. It's 16 hours.
On Monday.
Yeah. It didn't feel like it should be that long.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, so what happened was the train got delayed indefinitely. So they ended up having to find another way to get home.
Crazy.
They went to this super shady hotel and had to leave.
Oh, I forgot that part too.
So they didn't have anywhere to stay because the Airbnb was not scheduled for that night because they weren't planning on it.
Yeah, they'd already checked out.
So they went to the airport, ended up sleeping overnight at the airport because they didn't have anywhere else to go. And then they managed to find some plane tickets to get back the next morning and got back by like 9:30 a.m.
So. And everybody made it back.
Yeah.
Nobody was missing when it came back.
Not that I know of.
Because, I mean, the last time you guys went on a road trip, well, no, not the last time. The last time you went on that long of a
road
trip. Somebody
we
was
came
missing.
Back with minus one.
Minus one person. That was the lady who got in a fight with the other players. And
the
then,
one
then
who
was like, I
quit and flew
yeah,
home.
Yeah, you can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty exciting.
It's been quite a season.
But you got cool new jerseys waiting for you at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got your Kyle sweater.
I have a crew neck, a hoodie, and a backpack and a visor.
And you just got some new stuff, right? New swag.
Yeah.
So it makes it all worth it. You have some cool stuff you get to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You could put it that way.
Okay, well, that's awesome. And then you are going back up for like a month and then coming back down for at least a couple weeks, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll go to France.
Yeah.
And then you'll come back here. Mm-hmm. And then you'll go back up there for your third year. But you have to go to band camp before school starts, and you have to...
I'm trying to apply for the student ambassador job, which is like the campus tour guide.
You did that this last year, right? Or you didn't?
I didn't.
That was just the... Okay.
But the application should open soon, so I might have to go up early for that too. So yeah, we'll see. I'll have to go up a little bit early, basically, for a few things.
And you're thinking you want to get a hamster or something?
Well, Mom talked me out of that, so no.
Oh, now you don't want to?
Well, she's like telling me all the reasons it's not a good idea, so I'll just not get a hamster.
Mm.
My apartment's too loud. The hamster would be scared. And if you I put so? It in my closet, it's going to make all my clothes smell bad.
That part might be true.
And I don't know. She said that Winston will eat it. Even if I leave it in my room, he'll just eat the hamster.
Like when you bring it back down here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough one, I guess. You'll have to see.
So maybe I don't get a pet.
Maybe you don't.
Yeah. Rip.
So when you still, when you go back up, you're across the way is still a construction zone?
Yeah.
And there seems to be nothing we can do about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're building some new building. And
the data science college.
It's university construction. So they start at what time?
Well, they could start whenever they want, but the earliest has been 4 a.m.
That's great.
To have like 6 concrete trucks all pouring one giant slab, and it takes like the entire day.
It's unbelievable. You had trouble sleeping last year because you're in a dorm room with 3 people, and like your roommate would like randomly come home in the middle of the night and like make noise, and then the other one would like randomly wake up in the middle of the night and just like... have weird conversations.
That was the same one.
Oh, the same one.
that was the same one.
Okay.
The other one barely came. Like she, I think she maybe slept like one night total in our room at a time.
Is that which one had the live-in boyfriend?
That one. Wait, do I name them?
No, I didn't say the one that would come home late.
Hardly there. Had the boyfriend, so she wasn't there very much. But when she did come, it was like a little bit, like awkward because me and the roommate that was always there. We weren't like besties or anything. We didn't hate each other, but we just didn't really talk to each other.
Yeah.
And so we had a lot of like unspoken rules and just like...
That's funny.
We kind of had...
an arrangement?
Like an arrangement, like some unspoken boundary set, you know, like we had learned to live with each other. But anyways, one of the problems that came up, especially towards the end of the year when there was more partying and she was joining some consulting clubs and things like that and finding some friend groups, like was she would... go out to some bars kind of late and then come back home at like 3 a.m. And she's kind of drunk, so she might think that she's trying to be quiet, but, you know,
your judgment's not
the best at that time. So,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, you know, she's dropping things everywhere, turning on her lamp and like everything like that. So, and then finals, everybody's screaming out their windows at midnight. So, I don't know. And I was on a party floor. So it was just like not a good place to actually have a decent sleep schedule. And I was a security monitor, so I wasn't getting home until 1 a.m. So I just wasn't like sleeping much anyways.
So now you don't have any of that. You live by yourself in a studio apartment, but
you
have a construction site across the way. So yeah, construction workers yelling, concrete pouring, all that stuff. So,
and
you know,
a busy street right in front of me with windows that don't block any noise.
Windows that don't even close. God bless Berkeley.
And... there's like some organization on campus where like twice a week they'll just be like screaming and clapping and applauding, and it's so loud. I don't know what it is.
What time is that at?
It's like they start at 10 p.m.
Oh wow!
And it just goes. I don't know. I still.
That sound like band. The band. I don't know. I guess it could be anything. There's a bunch of little halls over there and stuff.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is, but
that's pretty crazy.
It's just so random.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, so I guess I just won't sleep for the next 2 years.
I used to try to give you suggestions because I thought that, you know, eventually we'll find something that works. But now I kind of feel like you're like your mother.
I think I've just developed insomnia.
Your mother hasn't gotten a good night's sleep in 26 years, so...
Don't tell me that.
Maybe you might
Don't tell me there's no hope.
there might not be any hope.
I'm sleeping a little bit better.
That's what you said.
I
sleep
through a whole night, but I can sort of.
It made me happy that you could. That you're sleeping a little bit better.
Yeah, the earplugs are
maybe
working.
There's a little hope.
Maybe because I don't think they're gonna have to pour the concrete anymore.
I actually was looking in to see if we could get you some sort of like giant bubble to put in your room that you can go into when you go to sleep, but the technology's not quite there yet.
Rip.
So we'll see. Yeah. Your sister, in other news, got into UC Santa Barbara. That's exciting.
Yeah, and go Gauchos.
Go Gauchos. We went and saw that. So now we got three UC flags out front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one for me, one for you, one for her. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Your brother joined track.
Yes, he did.
And he's pretty fast so far. So we'll see how that goes. Although you guys all wussed out on going to track practice today. Track practice, track meet.
You can't even blame him, though. Literally all of his friends decided not to go because of the rain. It is only his second track meet. He's like barely done sports.
Kind of a soft launch to his athletic career.
Okay?
Well, that's why I didn't push him either.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Like, literally all his friends wussed out.
And
his best friend decided not to go
because
he's going to watch a movie.
Yeah,
and then his two other friends, their mom doesn't want him to go because it's raining.
Lame. Yeah.
And so I was like,
it's not like the team was like super organized anyway. So you show up and there's a lot of standing around twiddling your thumbs. So that's why I was like, this
and
is
he
not
was
like
do a new event. So he's probably nervous. So two new events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. So we'll get him next week, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
I was hoping
I
could see him, but I also wasn't going to wake up that early. So it was fine. Maybe feel less bad about it.
Not too bad. All right. Well, getting back around to your athletic career, let's talk more about the softball for a minute. So, you had this road trip to Oregon that you didn't go on. What do you have left on the schedule?
We have two tournaments. I think they're both in April. One might be in early May. I guess it's technically three tournaments, but it's over two weekends. So, what?
Talking to the mic.
I am. My mouth is on the microphone.
Okay.
Is that for audio listeners, which is all of you, I just ate the microphone. Sorry. Sorry, Mike. I think you used this one. Whoopsies. Anyways, so we have three more games. Not
okay
three more
there?
Games. No. Bro. Anyways, we have three
when
more
are your games.
Okay, shush. Jeez. I think one is like at the beginning of April, and then the other one is like the 15th and 16th. That's six games over 2 days, to be clear.
So is that more than one tournament?
Yeah, we're playing. Okay, we're playing UC Davis on the 7th, April 7th. That's a home game.
Okay,
but
okay.
I don't think you and Mom can come up because it's a Sunday.
Yeah,
and then And then
we have a game next week.
Oh, okay,
the Grizzlies.
And then we're playing Sac State at Sacramento on the 13th, and then we're playing UC Santa Cruz because that one got canceled. That
go
was
Slugs.
When, no.
Yeah, go Bears.
That was when you and Mom came up for my birthday, and that was also supposed to be to watch me play.
Yes.
But it got rained out, so we rescheduled UC Santa Cruz to April 14th.
Why would they schedule it on the 14th instead of scheduling it on the next weekend or the weekend after that?
Well,
help me understand.
Okay. Well, it seemed like...
You have the 20th, you have the 27th.
Yeah, it was hard to reschedule with UC Santa Cruz because they have their own games and they were having some scheduling difficulties.
Sure.
But anyways, it came down to either 420 or April 15th, which is a day nobody cares about.
Which would be a Monday.
Or 15th? It's supposed to be a Sunday.
Oh, okay. The 14th.
Or 14th. Yeah, sorry.
And they picked the 14th.
Yeah, 420 was not even an option in their minds because it's such an important school holiday.
Excuse me?
It's like a super important Berkeley holiday.
Goddamn college kids.
Mike, our Chancellor Carol Crist prides herself on our tradition of everybody smoking weed on the Glade on that day.
That's so nice.
Yeah, isn't it? I just love it. So now we're playing six games in 2 days, and one is in Sacramento on Saturday, and then we're coming back to Berkeley on Sunday.
Well, I guess this prevents me from having to go to Berkeley on 420, and, you know.
Yeah, but you could have watched me play.
Yeah, I'd much rather do that, but not if all the potheads are out.
Okay, it wouldn't have been bad because we'd be on a field that's right next to the ocean, and We wouldn't be smelling a lot of weed, hopefully. Unless all the players are smoking, which I wouldn't be surprised about, actually.
Yeah. I mean, look, I have no problem with anybody enjoying themselves now and again, but...
when it causes the whole team to suffer and we're all going to, like, die at the end of it.
A university-sanctioned, drug holiday isn't necessarily my idea of a good time, but hey, to each his own, I guess. Go potheads. But I'm sure it would have been hard to get the banana slugs to agree to a 420 date, too, because, you know, that's their rep as well.
Yeah, but they were,
does your chancellor actually go out on the glade and spark it up?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Or does she just say, is so important?
She, like, mostly just says it's really important and she's so proud of us for doing it, but...
That's so great.
I think she probably, like, takes pictures with the students for Instagram or something.
You know, it reminds me of why I'm so annoyed.
I'm not in that scene, so I wouldn't know.
It reminds me of why I'm so annoyed with the youth, and this is old man yelling at clouds. You know, back when I was a kid, you had to have the wherewithal. If you wanted to go be some dirtbag smoker, some Hessian, you want to go drink, you know, you had to want to go smoke some weed or whatever. Not that I did any of those things, but, you know, for those that did, they had to, you know, go like hide in the back of the parking lot or, you know, wait for it to get dark or go to like an alley or something. But, you know, just a couple years ago when you were like a senior or a junior in high school, I'm walking into our goddamn Ralph's, which is right in front of the high school you attended.
Yeah.
And there's teenagers like smoking weed at the entrance of the Ralph's.
It was so bad.
And so I look at them like, what in the ever loving hell are you guys doing? And they're like, what's up, old man? And so I freaking like, and they're like, you know, smoking a joint. I freaking slapped the joint out of their hands, stomped it out. I'm like, God. Oh, what are you going to do about it? Get out of here, punks. You know? It's like, have some goddamn. And the thing that pissed me off the most wasn't the kids doing that, because kids are going to do what kids do because their kids are stupid. You know, whatever. It's that before I got there, I saw like 15 adults walk right past them and like they might have given them the stink eye or whatever. They didn't do anything about it. And they're like, what are we doing? Like, got to have some goddamn, you know, dignity and civic pride. You know, Jesus Christ, can have the kids smoking the weed right in front of the store.
That's right, you know, in front of the school.
Or issue them a 40 and I guess have it to go all the hell or whatever. You know, it's like, oh my God.
And I'm sure you'll love this.
It's kind of
a
jag from me. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm sure you'll love this, but actually 420 is so popular on campus that people actually have to rent out plots on Memorial Glade so they can sit there and smoke.
And like I said, I am not poo-pooing college students, you know, enjoying themselves, although you better not be enjoying yourself very much, young lady.
Okay, whatever.
You better not be.
You won't know.
You never happy.
Ha!
You never happy.
Whatever. Do you really think I'm doing that? I'm complaining that we're not playing on 420.
I am the least worried about you than I am about pretty much any person on the planet.
The worst thing I've ever done was get your opinion on whether or not
you
I should
drink
get a nose
alcohol
piercing
at a party within the last 2 months.
Two sips of a seltzer.
You drank alcohol
for the first time in my life.
White Claw.
Bruh.
How'd it go?
It was fine. I took two sips. Nothing happened. It tasted like pineapple juice.
I know. Yeah, that's how they get you.
Oh, my God.
That's
shut
how they get
up.
You. But watch yourself, young lady.
Shut up.
Bro, anyways.
You don't have anything to worry about. The worst thing I did was get three piercings without permission.
Oh, my
after
God.
After already asking your opinion and then just not telling you the day I did it.
I know.
And then I called you literally with my nose piercing on display and you didn't even notice.
I know.
So
I'm not too worried about it.
Screw you, bro.
I'm too worried about it.
Also, anyways, I drank in your presence.
I'm not trying to harsh anyone's mellow, and I expect the college kids to do what the college kids do, except for yours. But yes, I do have a problem with like the government-sanctioned, hey, everybody, smoke up, Johnny. So, you know, whatever, okay?
Yeah.
Get out of here. And I guess you could say the same thing for like St. Patrick's Day or something. We've turned that into a drunk holiday.
That's a big
thing. Cinco de Mayo is a drunk holiday. Like,
there's
we have a lot of drunk holidays.
Like, danger in San Francisco.
So there's not that much difference of it. But you don't have a lot of like, you know, there's one thing to market, you know, all the businesses market around it. But there's another thing of, a member of the government going, smoke up, drink up, you know, get turned just because, it's a popular thing of our culture. Fuck that. That's ridiculous. Pardon my French. Anyways, you're going to be playing softball.
Yeah.
And you're going to be wearing your new uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go out there with your old bat. You don't have a new bat, but you have a new walk-up song, right?
That's kind of
fun.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, and actually try to take a picture and put it in the show notes of your very first helmet that you wore in
rec ball.
Rec ball, right? Mm-hmm. Way back when you were like
10.
Elderly, 10.
10.
And your nickname, since you were a little kid from me, was Megatron.
Yeah.
I don't know how many other people called you Megatron, but I certainly did.
It was just you.
Yeah. But now, on your softball team, it seems like your teammates seem to like to call you Megatron, too.
Just in college. Because my email, I didn't realize that my email was going to be... Yeah. You made my Gmail and my Instagram for me. Yeah. And both of them were UC Megatron.
Yes, I did. As a responsible parent.
Shut up. Anyways.
Like 10 years ago.
People know me as UC Megatron from Instagram.
Damn right.
And then...
By the way, did I call my shot?
What?
Do you go to UC?
Yeah, I do. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, the odds are this chick's going to go to UC. So UC Megatron. And then your sister, UC Maui.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see about UC
Malcolm. I am a genius.
We'll see about Malcolm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, anyways. So my Instagram and then my school email. They make you make a username. I didn't realize that was going to be my university email for the rest of my career. But then I made that UC Megatron.
Good job.
Now my school email is ucmegatron@berkeley.edu. And that's used for everything at school. So when
Just
I joined,
a baller, man.
Good job.
Yeah. So now all of Cal Band knows me as UC Megatron.
This is good.
Of Cal Club Softball knows me as UC Megatron. All of Cal Club Baseball knows me as UC Megatron.
That's good.
And my best friend... Mez calls me Megatron or Miggy almost exclusively. So
as you should.
It's,
and
it's become a bigger thing in college than my entire childhood. Which
and your walk-up music, your new walk-up music is appropriate. This is Nicki Minaj, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I can see you walking up to this. They call me
Megatron, just did a telethon. Yeah.
See, that's good. We're fade out there. So I don't know if YouTube will kill us on that one, but we'll see. But yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
There's a little more unsavory lyrics coming after that, but maybe you can fade it out after that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Nicki Minaj or like that type of music, really, but it's a good song.
It's a pretty good song.
For a walk up.
You're a fan of that type of music because you like that song.
Well, that's I that like type that of music. Part of the song.
Gee whiz. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my usual walk-up song is Safari Song by Greta Van Fleet.
Yes, your favorite
but
band.
But it will take a rest for a little bit.
That's good. All right, yeah. Well, fun. All right, well, this is nice to have you down here for a week. I've enjoyed having you in town. Tried to cook some food for you. I didn't work any overtime at night so we could have our evenings and stuff. We watched Pulp Fiction again, which you didn't remember hardly any of, right?
No.
And now that you've watched it again... You appreciate the genius of it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, there's a lot of cursing in it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Some craziness going on?
Right. And after we actually talk through the chronological order,
we put it into order for you.
And
yeah. Okay, that's good.
Because I think that's why I didn't remember it. And then I was also watching it behind a pillow the whole time last time, so.
Yeah, you missed quite a bit of the movie the first time through. That's okay.
Yeah. And then we watched Minority Report.
That was good.
I also had a pillow in front of my face for a lot of that.
It was very tense for you.
The eyeballs were really creepy.
Yeah, it was cool. I had forgotten a lot of that movie, but it was a good one. All right, good. And so we have a lot of stuff on the list, too, to watch next time you come down. But I hope you have a good drive up. And, you're going to miss Easter. Lucky you.
Don't let mom hear that.
Yeah, I know. But, good. I guess we'll figure out when to do this again, and then I'll probably do at least one more before you go to Paris, and then gee whiz, that's gonna be nuts. You got to read a couple French books about Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah. We watched
Midnight in Paris. Yeah.
And you got to read A Movable Feast. Which is kind of like the book that's pretty much based on, I think, to a large degree. A lot of quotes out of it.
Yeah.
But anywho. And you got a nice haircut?
Yeah.
It's growing on you. You were pissed when you first got it, but I think it's cute.
Yeah, thanks.
So, all right. Well, until next time, Megan, do you remember what we say?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well
I had to think about it.
Then say it.
Go Bears and suck at Stanford.